When Detroit celebrates the life of Aretha Franklin on Friday, there will be more than 100 pink Cadillacs lining the road in front of the church where her funeral will occur. It's a tribute to the Queen of Soul and one of her biggest Grammy-winning hits. From Detroit, here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
Freeway of Love is a joyous driving song about a particular automobile, and Chrisette Ellis happens to own one.
Okay, well, are you all buckled in? All right, we are rolling.
Ellis pulls out of the parking lot at Greater Grace Temple, where her husband is the pastor. She drives her big pink Cadillac Escalade down 7 Mile Road and talks about how she and her husband got the idea. Ella says parking pink Cadillacs on the road is just how police line up their cars during the funerals of fallen officers.
And my husband said, wow, wouldn't it be awesome if we could have a sea of pink Cadillacs parked on 7 Mile Road to greet Miss Aretha Franklin as she arrived.
Ellis is an independent national sales director for Mary Kay Cosmetics. That's the company that rewards their top sellers with pink caddies. When she decided to make the Freeway of Love tribute real, she appealed to others with a pink ride.
They're coming from everywhere. They're coming from as far as Texas, Omaha, Nebraska, Florida, North Carolina, Maryland.
At last count, 130 pink Cadillacs, says Ellis, including a few classic big ones from the 1960s. The automobiles are expected to stretch for blocks in each direction in front of the church.
So any cars or any of the limousines, they literally will come through a tunnel of pink Cadillacs.
Late Monday night, there was a rehearsal underway for a musical tribute that will be held tomorrow night to honor the Queen of Soul. And you know what song is on the set list. Kern Brantley, who is leading the rehearsal, is a music director. He worked as a bass player and producer for Aretha Franklin. He says there's a reason why the song was such a hit, especially in the Motor City.
Freeway of Love is kind of like an anthem for us Detroiters. You know, freeway in a soulful city. You know, Freeway of Love starts off with a Motown beat, and that's the pulse of the city.
The mostly black and white video of the song is a Detroit love letter. There are scenes of auto assembly lines, the city skyline, the Motown Museum, and local interstate signs. So Chrisette Ellis says lining up pink Cadillacs on the day of Franklin's funeral is the right thing to do.
This is a show of respect for Miss Aretha Franklin.
Now, my rental car is no pink Cadillac, but I can still pay tribute to Aretha Franklin by taking a drive along the freeway. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Detroit.